deemed it an important series this weekend for the Diamondbacks at Chase Field against the San Diego Padres after a weird first month plus of the season. Here to talk D-backs baseball with us is radio analyst Tom Candiotti, who joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man. How's it going?
Good. We were chronicling the weirdness from the exhibition game rainout to the B delay and to all the offensive oddities. I mean, how weird has this season been through your perspective?
I mean, that B night was just like ridiculous, right? I never seen anything like it. You know, it almost turned into a WWE event. You know, the guy comes in and, you know, he's pumping his fist up in the air, you know, takes his hat off. You know, goes up, does it again, and, you know, he's getting standing ovations the whole time. I mean, think about it. This guy's at his T-ball, his kid's T-ball game, and next thing you know, he's throwing the first pitch out. He's on radio. He's on TV. He's on Quick Pitch. They're making baseball cards after him. Are you joking me now?
He took off that beekeeper's mask, and he's got Hollywood good looks. It was like, what are we doing here?
It was just hilarious. I mean, oh, God, it was crazy.
All right, and we know the D-backs have got a lot of, I wouldn't even call them alibis. They've got really good reasons for some of their struggles with the injuries, cruel and unusual. How close do you think this baseball team is to kind of getting their mojo back, or do you feel like they're close?
Yeah, I think they just need to get guys healthy and playing together. You know, it just seems like, you know, they're kind of like behind the eight ball a little bit. You know, now with Merrill going on to 60-day, you know, hopefully Gallen can make a start, although I'm a little bit, up in the air with Zach. I know they're trying to really protect him there. But Seawald apparently is going to be is very, very close to being back. So that'll help, the bullpen, you know, for sure. I mean, but there's so many pieces. But I will say one thing. Hazen really has done like a good job, like getting some depth. You know, in the years past, when we have guys go down, the fill-ins just were not there. Uh-huh. You know, now you get like Slade Ciccone comes up and, you know, he just deals. And you're getting some quality players that are actually filling in for the guys that are hurt, you know, which leads you to believe, you know, okay, well, they shouldn't be, you know, they should be a little bit better than what they are. What are they, 14 and 18 I think? You know, and the run differential, I know it's on the positive side, but a lot of that has to do with those big scoring games that they've had. I mean, they're just not consistently scoring, and they don't seem to score very well late in the games either. And I think that's where I think you really need Corbin, you know, to really come out of his funk a little bit. And, and once that happens, I think you'll see this offense click a little bit better.
Tom Candiotti, Diamondbacks radio analyst, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. You hit on some of the weirdness that we brought up earlier in the show, Candy, and that was 34% of the Diamondbacks' runs have come in four games. And you mentioned the inconsistent offense. That's what I'm most concerned about. What is your biggest concern outside of the injuries, which you covered? What is your biggest concern about this team, through 32 games, which is still a small sample, but, you know, it is telling to a point as well.
You know, I think a lot of it is, you know, I look at it through the lens of a pitcher. And when you win your best games as a pitcher, you know, it's how well you pitch with runners in scoring position, right? You got to get the guy out. You got to get the big out when they get a couple guys on to kill a rally or whatever. Those are moments that, you know, that win you the game. And you look at it the other way, you know, from hitting, and you have to get those big hits to win games. You have to win those battles. And overall, probably for the whole season, you know, the hitting with runners in scoring position is probably, you know, again, it's skewed because of those big innings that they've had and those big games. But for the most part, it just seems like it's dry, you know, and especially when you get later in the game, they're not getting those big hits. And when you kind of reflect a little bit back on last year, you know, why were we winning games so often? And it really had to do with the running game. You know, at the very top of the order, you had McCarthy and you had Carroll and even Rojas at the time, you know, and they were just chaos on the bases. And they drove other teams just absolutely nuts. And you're really not seeing the running game for the D-backs at all. And I know, you know, Rojas is gone and Corbin hasn't been getting on base and they've had a drop down in the lineup and stuff. But, you know, they still just that's the one thing I'd love to see, because it's fun and it's exciting baseball when those guys, those rabbits get on base and they take off.
Yeah. Back-to-back games, pitching staff issued 8 walks to the Dodgers. It kind of felt like they were nibbling too much, maybe not challenging. And I get it, that lineup is very, very intimidating. But last year, this baseball team at their best was very audacious, very fearless. You, as a very profound and successful knuckleballer, you had to have the confidence that your best pitch was going to dance, and you did that. Talk about the mindset of this pitching staff. Do they need to be more in the challenge mode than they've been recently?
100% true. You know, walks, you just cannot defend a walk. I don't care what era, what generation it's from, walks equal runs. That's just, it's plain and simple. And when you're walking 5 guys, 6 guys, 7 guys a game, I mean, you're just like in survive, trying to survive all the time. And you can't be like that as a pitching staff. You know, they know that for sure. And, you know, and it's particularly Stromme knows that. And, but I think in Montgomery's case, when he kind of walked, I think he had 2 guys or 3 walks. That's like, I think he comes into the game with only 1 walk in the season. But his stuff clearly, you know, from warming up the night before, it clearly showed that he wasn't quite the same.
Yeah.
So you kind of give a little bit like that. But, you know, the bullpen coming in and issuing walks like they have, I mean, you cannot pitch like that and win. You know, on that level, there's just no chance. So, yeah, they definitely have to clean that up.
Tom Candiotti, our guest here on Arizona Sports. And Vic mentioned your prowess as a player, as a knuckleball pitcher. And you got a rare treat Sunday. Matt Waldron of San Diego making the start. And 35% of his pitches this year have been knuckleballs. Do you get a little jacked up to watch a game like that?
I do. You know, I worked with Matt for a whole Arizona Fall League a couple of years ago, and he's such a great kid, and he reminded me so much of myself. See, he wanted to be, you know, I always looked at myself like Joe Niekro, a pitcher that threw a knuckleball, because I got to the big leagues just as a regular pitcher. And then my stuff wasn't quite good enough, so I had to come up with a different pitch, which I luckily did. And Matt is the same way. You know, he wants to be a pitcher that throws a knuckleball, so he's kind of evolving towards being a knuckleball pitcher. Last year, his percentage of knuckleballs were down, you know, because he was trying to find his way in the big leagues and didn't want to walk guys and all that stuff. So the knuckleball percentage is up a little bit higher this year, and you know, which is a good thing. So I think eventually it just keeps going to go up for him as he gets more confidence in it. And I'll run into him today or tomorrow. I think he starts on Sunday, I believe.
Yeah.
And so I'll run into him and catch up with him and just check out how everything's going and stuff. But he's a great kid, and it's always fun to watch someone with a specialty pitch that comes out, because we don't see that anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, it just doesn't happen anymore in this day and age.
It's just not fun to hit against or try to catch. That's it.
No, it's not.
Thank you, Candy.
Thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.